Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface of the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? What's going on?
I'm pretty good, Neil. Today I've got a good program for you. It's entitled Early Home-Based Treatment of COVID-19. And my guest today, the source is Dr. Peter McCullough, and is fact-checked by Dr. Joseph McCullough. Dr. McCullough fact-checks these programs for me to make sure that we've got the right information. And as far as my guest today, I wanted to give his bio for you. And here it is. Dr. Peter McCullough is an internist cardiologist and trained epidemiologist. He completed his master's degree in public health at the University of Michigan. Dr. McCullough is a practicing physician at Texas A&M College of Medicine. He has broadly published on a range of topics in medicine with over 1,000 publications and 600 citations in the National Library of Medicine. His works include The Interface Between Renal Disease and Cardiovascular Illness in Bronwell's Heart Disease Textbook. Dr. McCullough is a founder and current president of the Cardiorenal Society of America, an organization dedicated to bring cardiologists and nephrologists together to work on the emerging problems of cardiorenal systems. His works have appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of American Medical Association, Lancet, British Medical Journal, and other top-tier journals worldwide. He's been studying and talking about and treating patients ever since the COVID-19 problem got started. And so I'm going to bring you his thoughts today about the early home-based treatment. According to Dr. McCullough, by January of 21, there had been 186 deaths reported to VAERS, which is a government-sponsored database consortium, and it reports adverse effects and deaths. And he says that this is more than enough to reach the mortality signal of concern to stop the programs. With a program this size, anything over 150 deaths would be alarm signal. The U.S. hit 186 with only 27 million Americans jabbed. McCullough believes if the proper safety boards had been in place, the COVID-19 jab program would have been shut down in February of 21 based on safety and risk of death. Such was the case back in 76 when a fast-tracked injection program against swine flu was halted after an only 25 to 32 estimated deaths. McCullough says we are far beyond that. Now, back in August of 2020, he warned that putting off early treatment in favor of waiting on an experimental injection program was taking a gamble with people's lives. Now, go back and see my podcast from last week, where I talk about ivermectin for prophylactic and early treatment. The whole world seems to be in lockstep with one narrative. And that narrative is that an injection is the only way out of this pandemic. What's been kept quiet is the significant health risks that come with these experimental jabs. Spike protein is a deadly protein, McCullough said. It should be noted that he's not anti-vaccine. He recently had a flu shot. However, he says that these COVID-19 jabs are different. It's the first time in human medicine that we're injecting vaccines and we're asking the human body to make a potentially lethal protein. The hope is that we make it small enough in amount that it would create just enough of an immune test that we form immunity to this deadly protein. The gamble was, what if we make too much? What if we make it for too long a period of time? What if these lipid nanoparticles go to the wrong organs and they don't stay in the arm and we start to produce this lethal protein? In August 2021, a large study from Israel revealed that the Pfizer COVID-19 mRNA jab is associated with a threefold increased risk of myocarditis, leading to the condition at a rate of 1 to 5 events per 100,000. Other elevated risks were also identified following the mRNA jab, including lymphedema, appendicitis, and herpes zoster. Vaccine-induced immune thrombotic thrombocytopenia is another serious complication from these injections. And the fertility concerns have been raised. Pfizer's biodistribution study, which was used to determine where the injected substances go in the body, even showed the COVID spike protein from the shots accumulated in quite high concentration in the ovaries. At very least, McCullough noted, pregnant women, women of childbearing age, and COVID-19 survivors should not have been vaccinated. And as these groups were excluded from the clinical trials because they knew they weren't going to work or because of worries of excessive harm in these populations. The vaccine report card on safety is long overdue. McCullough believes the disability that we are going to see due to these vaccines will go down in history as an unbelievable atrocity. People are dying from COVID-19 jabs. In an analysis of the COVID-19 vaccine death reports from buyers, researchers found that 86% of the time, nothing else could have caused the death. And it appears the vaccine was the cause. Now, despite this, the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention continue to say that there is no causal link that they have found between COVID-19 and the deaths. This is malfeasance, McCullough says. Even more shocking is a toxicology reports study that found the injections are deadlier statistically than the COVID-19 disease itself. Because not everybody gets the respiratory infection, and because the respiratory infection is treatable and manageable, in fact, one that is more likely to die after the vaccine than just take their choice with foregoing the vaccine and potentially getting COVID-19. Statistically, every age group that is the case. The cost-benefits analysis showed very conservatively that there are five times the number of deaths attributable to each inoculation versus those attributable to COVID-19 in the most vulnerable 65 plus demographic. The risk of death from COVID-19 decreases drastically as age decreases, and the longer-term effects of the inoculations on lower age groups will increase the risk-benefit ratio, perhaps substantially. Along with the health risks that are undeniable cases of breakthrough infections, otherwise known as vaccine failures, as of October 12, 2021, the CDC stated that 31,985 people who were fully injected against COVID-19 subsequently were hospitalized and or died from COVID-19. Yet, media reports keep referring to the pandemic as a crisis of the unvaccinated, which is simply inaccurate, since COVID-19 continues to affect and spread among those who have been vaccinated. With the breakthrough cases on the rise, in May of 21, the CDC stopped monitoring most COVID-19 infections among vaccinated people. The CDC started to do asymmetric reporting to start to craft a narrative that was going to be a failure of the unvaccinated, a crisis of the unvaccinated. But the CDC data continued to come in showing us just the opposite. The data are clear that a pivot away from mass injections to early treatment for COVID-19 could have saved lives. And McCullough and his colleagues recommend that you demand early treatment if you have COVID-19, whether or not you've been vaccinated. McCullough's early treatment regimen initially includes a nutraceutical bundle of zinc, vitamin D, and quercetin. Whether you're recovering at home or if you are recovering at home, open your windows and get plenty of fresh air and ventilate your house. If symptoms persist or worsen, he recommends you calling your doctor and demanding monoclonal antibody therapy. His treatment suggestions increase and progress to using anti-infectives like ivermectin or hydrochloroquine, antibiotics, steroids, and blood thinners. If your doctor refuses to treat COVID-19 in its early stages, find a new doctor and or visit a telemed center that will help, as the pre-hospital phase is the time of therapeutic opportunity. Now I'm going to read you McCullough's guide to home-based COVID treatment, which you can find on the internet by Googling him and that title. He recommends that you take aspirin, 325 milligrams per day, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C in elevated doses, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and then one of two antibiotics to keep from getting secondary bacterial infection, which would be azithromycin or doxycycline. And if you're wheezing, to take prednisone. But like I said, you can Google Dr. McCullough's home-based, early home-based treatment program and get that. People wake up to the reality that our government agencies have failed us on the science, transparency, and safeguarding Americans because of conflict of interest. McCullough and his colleagues are among the growing number of experts who believe COVID-19 injections are making the pandemic worse instead of better, while effective solutions, like we just talked about, are being ignored and intentionally suppressed. Early ambulatory therapy with a sequenced multi-drug regimen is supported by available sources of evidence and has a positive benefit to risk profile, he explains. While COVID-19 genetic vaccines have an unfavorable safety profile and are not sufficiently effective, thus, they cannot be supported in clinical practice at this time, according to him. Unfortunately, censorship and reprisals are working to crush freedom of speech, scientific discourse, and medical progress. McCullough calls on everyone to stand up against the propaganda, but especially doctors, who he believes can save lives by offering early COVID-19 treatment to their patients. We've talked about that way back even at the beginning of the pandemic and those early treatments at that time, I found statistically to be close to 100% effective as far as keeping people out of the hospital and off respirators. But go ahead and get early treatment both for the disease and get prophylaxis to keep from getting the disease, and come back to this podcast to find out more about it as time goes on. The podcast is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, spelling Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, don't have any spaces, don't have any capitals, and try to get as many of your relatives, friends, business associates, anybody you know, to come to this podcast to hear the truth just below the surface.
All right, well, that's powerful information, and people should definitely look into that more, especially with the better option than the vaccine. This was a special edition of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, the Neil Haley Show. Take care.